If you want to know the best way to treat sick people, then you have to study the sickest patients, the dead ones. An autopsy is usually the most conclusive way to determine the cause of death, but despite strong popular interest in forensic science and television, fewer autopsies are being performed nationwide. An article in Sunday's New York Times Magazine examines the demise of the autopsy and why a group of doctors is trying to revive this practice. David Dobbs wrote that story and joins us from Vermont Public Radio. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
And we'll also be joined by Dr. Pat Lento, who's the head of the autopsy service at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City. Dr. Lento, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me as well.
And Mr. Dobbs, to you first, how dramatic is this decrease in autopsies?
Well, the decrease is quite dramatic. 50 years ago, in the 1950s, we autopsied about half of all hospital deaths in the United States. We now do under 5%. So it could hardly be more precipitous or steep decline, and the numbers seem to keep dropping.
Dr. Lento, what does it mean to doctors that there are fewer autopsies?
Well, it's been an important issue that's been raised over a number of years, certainly from many of my professional community in pathology, and there's been a number of studies over the decades that actually documented the importance with regard to perhaps misdiagnoses. But in addition, the autopsy is an important tool for us in terms of not only understanding disease, but educating our young physicians, as well as our seasoned physicians, mm-hmm. and even medical students. And so with the loss of the autopsy, we lose a very important tool for not only understanding what happened with an individual patient, but perhaps to use that information in some way to help the next patient that comes along. And I think that ultimately that's the most important reason for doing autopsies in general.
Mr. Dobbs, let me turn to you and ask a couple of persnickety financial questions. How much commonly does an autopsy cost?
Well, the estimates are generally from around $1,500 up to around $4,000, and that is generally must be absorbed either by the family or by the hospital. The fact that insurance doesn't cover it and the most hospitals aren't willing to cover it is definitely an inhibiting factor. When doctors consider whether to ask a family to do an autopsy, and that is one among many reasons why the autopsy doesn't get done as often.
Well, let me ask you a question that I guess would occur to suspicious minds. Is it possible that hospitals, among other reasons they might have for not wanting to conduct as many autopsies as they used to, could it be that hospitals are sometimes reluctant to discover a cause of death that's different than the one that was diagnosed by their doctors because that would open them to some kind of lawsuit?
You are not the only one to voice that suspicion, and among those who have voiced it have been some doctors I've talked to. I think a lot of it, though, is not so much a malignant resistance to being confronted with errors as it is a blithe overconfidence in our abilities to recognize disease. And this is one of the tragedies of letting the autopsy fall into disuse. Doctors, individually, and medicine as a whole, are robbed of the chance to learn from their mistakes. Instead, we bury them.
There are always questions when someone dies. It may not be necessarily why someone died. For instance, if you've got a patient with metastatic cancer. But the autopsy allows the family to understand perhaps the extent of a particular disease. And it may also be able to allow the family to understand that the appropriate treatment was rendered. And from that standpoint, families can gain solace in terms of the treatment of their loved one, mm-hmm. and that may assist with the grieving process.
Can either or both of you tell us what medical techniques or advances that we might recognize today that perhaps can be traced to a discovery made in autopsies?
Through the autopsy, we may be able to evaluate the way certain drugs, for instance, drugs used to treat cancer, may have an effect on a particular type of tumor. And it's an important aspect with regard to how that drug may perhaps affect future patients. In addition, we may be able to evaluate certain side effects, in other words, the negative effects of certain drugs, that may not be known necessarily, and specifically with regard to the untoward effects or the positive effects of an individual medication.
Mr. Dobbs, anything occur to you?
Yes, there is a long list of things, actually, that we owe to the autopsy. And in some senses, we owe all of medicine to the autopsy because it was the autopsy that taught us the anatomy of the body. And in doing so and tracing the effects of disease to its impact on certain tissues made back in the Renaissance really made medicine an empirical endeavor instead of one focusing on humors and spirits and so on. In addition, there are many, many diseases that came to light only because of the autopsy. Legionnaires' disease, HIV. Just recently, for instance, the discovery of the first cases of West Nile virus in the United States were due to the autopsy of four patients who died in New York.
Is there anything to be observed about the fact that I can't recall a time in our popular culture when forensic science was more front and center, literally, in everybody's living room, at least on television, and yet the actual procedures we're talking about are declining?
It is a very perverse thing, and it reflects, I think, on one hand, our fascination with death, which is quite understandable, quite human, an eternal thing. And at the same time, I think the decline of the hospital autopsy reflects our culture's discomfort with death. We don't like to talk about it. We don't like to confront it. We don't like to recognize and confront the pure physicality that is death, the fact that our bodies do fail.
Gentlemen, thanks both very much for being with us.
Thank you for having
me. Thank you, Scott.
Dr. Pat Lento, head of the autopsy service at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York, and David Dobbs, author of the article Buried Answers, which runs in this weekend's New York Times magazine.